This is the ESB Certificate in English Examination, Level 1, B2, Section 1, Listening. I'm going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at part 1 of the listening section. Listening, part 1. You will hear a conversation between Liz and her dad about plans for her next birthday. For questions 1 to 10, mark each statement true or false. You will hear part 1 twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for part 1. Part 1. Passage 1.
Have you thought about what you want to do on your birthday this year?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'd like to have a party, but you'll probably say no to that idea.
That's right. Look what happened when your cousin Jack had a party last year. Uncle Tom and Aunt Rose were cleaning up the house for months afterwards. We certainly don't want that happening here.
My friends aren't like that. They wouldn't make a mess, I promise. And we could have a party in the garage, or have a barbecue if it's nice weather.
I suppose that could work. I might consider it, as long as the party doesn't go on too late. Of course, your uncle and aunt made the mistake of going out for the night. Your mum and I would stay in the house and keep an eye on you all to make sure things weren't getting too wild.
So, are you saying yes then? I can have a party here.
I can't promise anything yet. You'd better have a word with your mum first.
Can't you talk to her? You know we had a big argument recently.
Well, that's because you've been staying out late and not spending enough time on your homework. Perhaps you should think of an alternative in case she says no to the party.
Like what?
Well, how about going to the cinema or something?
That's too boring. I mean, it's my 16th birthday this year. I want to do something a bit different.
There's always the ice rink. I think they hire it out for private parties.
Hey, Dad, that's a great idea. Everyone loves skating. It'd be the best party ever.
Hang on a minute, Lizzie. It could be quite expensive, you know. You have to pay for the food and drinks as well as hiring the rink.
Well, let's phone up the ice rink and find out.
Okay, go and look up the number. Then I'll give them a ring.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. But try not to get too excited yet. It all depends on how much it costs.
Now listen again.
Have you thought about what you want to do on your birthday this year?
I'm not sure. I mean, I'd like to have a party, but you'll probably say no to that idea.
That's right. Look what happened when your cousin Jack had a party last year. Uncle Tom and Aunt Rose were cleaning up the house for months afterwards. We certainly don't want that happening here.
My friends aren't like that. They wouldn't make a mess, I promise. And we could have a party in the garage, or have a barbecue if it's nice weather.
I suppose that could work. I might consider it, as long as the party doesn't go on too late. Of course, your uncle and aunt made the mistake of going out for the night. Your mum and I would stay in the house and keep an eye on you all to make sure things weren't getting too wild.
So, are you saying yes then? I can have a party here.
I can't promise anything yet. You'd better have a word with your mum first.
Can't you talk to her? You know we had a big argument recently.
Well, that's because you've been staying out late and not spending enough time on your homework. Perhaps you should think of an alternative in case she says no to the party.
Like what?
Well, how about going to the cinema or something?
That's too boring. I mean, it's my 16th birthday this year. I want to do something a bit different.
There's always the ice rink. I think they hire it out for private parties.
Hey, Dad, that's a great idea. Everyone loves skating. It'd be the best party ever.
Hang on a minute, Lizzie. It could be quite expensive, you know. You have to pay for the food and drinks as well as hiring the rink.
Well, let's phone up the ice rink and find out.
Okay, go and look up the number. Then I'll give them a ring.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome. But try not to get too excited yet. It all depends on how much it costs.
That is the end of part one of the listening test. Now turn to part two, section A. Listening, part two. Listening, part two, section A. You will hear a conversation between a receptionist at a sports centre and John, who wants to become a member. For questions 11 to 15, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for section A.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, I'd like some information about joining the sports centre, please.
Yes, of course. Have you been here before?
Yes, I came to watch a friend in a swimming competition.
Oh, so you've seen the pool then. We have lots of other excellent facilities here. There's a fully equipped fitness gym, squash courts and a large sports hall. We also have a bar and restaurant which are open all day.
What type of activities do you do in the sports hall?
We have a wide range of classes that you can sign up for. 3 evenings a week, you can book a badminton court in the sports hall and invite guests to play. But it's mainly used for volleyball, and this is also where our champion gymnastics team trains.
Do guests have to pay?
Yes, we charge non-members a small fee each time they use the squash court or sports hall. However, we don't allow guests to use the fitness gym.
Okay, can you tell me a bit more about the fitness gym?
Actually, if you want to use the gym, you'll have to have an introductory session with one of the instructors.
Right. What kind of training or classes can I do there?
Well, there are spinning classes, where the instructor really makes you work hard on static bicycles, and there's also weight training, as well as total fitness workouts.
What's that exactly?
Basically, you do exercises designed to strengthen your heart, build up your body strength, and improve flexibility. It's very popular these days, and the classes are always full.
It sounds good. What should I do now?
Well, first of all, I'll show you around, and then we can come back to reception, and you can give me all your details.
Okay, great.
Just follow me. We'll start with the squash courts, which are just round this corner here.
Now listen again.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, I'd like some information about joining the sports centre, please.
Yes, of course. Have you been here before?
Yes, I came to watch a friend in a swimming competition.
Oh, so you've seen the pool then. We have lots of other excellent facilities here. There's a fully equipped fitness gym, squash courts, and a large sports hall. We also have a bar and restaurant, which are open all day.
What type of activities do you do in the sports hall?
We have a wide range of classes that you can sign up for. 3 evenings a week, you can book a badminton court in the sports hall and invite guests to play. But it's mainly used for volleyball, and this is also where our champion gymnastics team trains.
Do guests have to pay?
Yes, we charge non-members a small fee each time they use the squash court or sports hall. However, we don't allow guests to use the fitness gym.
OK. Can you tell me a bit more about the fitness gym?
Actually, if you want to use the gym, you'll have to have an introductory session with one of the instructors.
Right. What kind of training or classes can I do there?
Well, there are spinning classes, where the instructor really makes you work hard on static bicycles, and there's also weight training, as well as total fitness workouts.
What's that exactly?
Basically, you do exercises designed to strengthen your heart, build up your body strength, and improve flexibility. It's very popular these days, and the classes are always full.
It sounds good. What should I do now?
Well, first of all, I'll show you around, and then we can come back to reception and you can give me all your details.
Okay, great.
Just follow me. We'll start with the squash courts, which are just round this corner here.
That is the end of Part 2, Section A of the listening test. Now turn to Part 2, Section B. Listening, Part 2, Section B. You will hear a radio interview between a presenter, James Sharp, and a zoologist, Deborah Jones. For questions 16 to 20, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Section B.
It's time now for our weekly careers program. In the studio today, we have Deborah Jones, a zoologist and animal psychologist who has spent her life working with wild animals. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Thank you, James. It's great to be here.
So, Deborah, what would you say to young animal lovers out there who might be thinking of a career with animals?
Well, first of all, I'd say that it's crucial, certainly, to have a love of animals, but that it's equally important to have a realistic idea of what working with them is like. The work can often be tiring and unpleasant and sometimes dangerous. Also, it's very important to know what type of work you would like to do. Do you want to work with wild animals, or would you prefer farm or domestic animals? There are many different careers available, so you need to choose carefully.
I would imagine a lot of people are attracted by the idea of working with wild animals.
Yes, that's true. They think that it'll be fun and exciting, which it is, but it's also extremely tough, dirty and smelly. Wild animals are not always cooperative or friendly. Some have incredible strengths, and so it can be really dangerous, especially with the larger animals that could seriously hurt or even kill someone. I'm sure you've heard stories in the news of wild animals in zoos turning against their keepers, and these attacks are on the increase.
Yes, I've heard about these. There was an attack recently when a tiger killed its trainer, but all animals can be dangerous, can't they?
Yes, of course. Pets and farm animals can become nasty and aggressive, especially when they're confused or afraid. In fact, vets are often badly injured at work. So it's important to understand something about animal psychology and behaviour. In fact, animal behaviourism is a very popular field nowadays, and some animal behaviourists even have their own TV shows and do a lot of work for animal charities.
Yes, there's a great programme about training badly behaved dogs, although it's often the owners who need the training.
I couldn't agree more. Animal behaviourists have to be good at communicating with both humans and animals. But I think this is true of all jobs involving animals. For instance, vets have to deal with people who are upset and worried about their beloved pets. They may also have to deal with an angry farmer whose cows have become ill with a terrible disease. Nowadays, even the job of animal handler in a zoo or safari park involves contact with the public. They often have to give guided tours or presentations.
I'm sorry, Deborah, but I'm afraid that's all we've got time for today. She'll be back next week to tell us more about these exciting careers. Now it's time to go over to the newsroom for the latest news bulletin.
Now listen again.
It's time now for our weekly careers programme. In the studio today, we have Deborah Jones, a zoologist and animal psychologist who has spent her life working with wild animals. Deborah, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, James. It's great to be here.
So, Deborah, what would you say to young animal lovers out there who might be thinking of a career with animals?
Well, first of all, I'd say that it's crucial, certainly, to have a love of animals, but that it's equally important to have a realistic idea of what working with them is like. The work can often be tiring and unpleasant and sometimes dangerous. Also, it's very important to know what type of work you would like to do. Do you want to work with wild animals, or would you prefer farm or domestic animals? There are many different careers available, so you need to choose carefully.
I would imagine a lot of people are attracted by the idea of working with wild animals.
Yes, that's true. They think that it'll be fun and exciting, which it is, but it's also extremely tough, dirty and smelly. Wild animals are not always cooperative or friendly. Some have incredible strength, and so it can be really dangerous, especially with the larger animals that could seriously hurt or even kill someone. I'm sure you've heard stories in the news of wild animals in zoos turning against their keepers, and these attacks are on the increase.
Yes, I've heard about these. There was an attack recently when a tiger killed its trainer. But all animals can be dangerous, can't they?
Yes, of course. Pets and farm animals can become nasty and aggressive, especially when they're confused or afraid. In fact, vets are often badly injured at work. So it's important to understand something about animal psychology and behaviour. In fact, animal behaviourism is a very popular field nowadays, and some animal behaviourists even have their own TV shows and do a lot of work for animal charities.
Yes, there's a great programme about training badly behaved dogs, although it's often the owners who need the training.
I couldn't agree more. Animal behaviourists have to be good at communicating with both humans and animals. But I think this is true of all jobs involving animals. For instance, vets have to deal with people who are upset and worried about their beloved pets. They may also have to deal with an angry farmer whose cows have become ill with a terrible disease. Nowadays, even the job of animal handler in a zoo or safari park involves contact with the public. They often have to give guided tours or presentations.
I'm sorry, Deborah, but I'm afraid that's all we've got time for today. She'll be back next week to tell us more about these exciting careers. Now it's time to go over to the newsroom for the latest news bulletin.
That is the end of the listening section. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.